This is the Awakening Podcast with your host, Michael Kubisky. Hey, friends. Hey, people listening out there in the internet world, online, either in your home, in your car, wherever you're listening to from, I should say, actually. This is the Awakening Podcast. Well, if I've never met you, my name is Michael Kubisky. I am the host of this podcast. And brand new podcast called the Awakening Podcast. I've hosted a podcast before. You can go back and check them out if you want to. If I can remember right, it's been a long time. The Sparked Podcast, as well too. You can check that out wherever podcasts are downloaded. But yeah, so I'm starting this brand new podcast because I feel that it's time to do it. I believe God has told me to do it before and just haven't been listening to God, and that's a big no-no. And now, being quarantined here at my home in Washington State, now I have some time to stop and actually do it. And so I have created this brand new podcast because I feel that it is time for awakening. Awakening in our church, awakening in our hearts, awakening in the United States and around the world. And so thus becomes the Awakening Podcast. But sweet. So that's kind of why I started this podcast. Want to let you know this synopsis of this podcast, and that is, it's basically this podcast will be a preaching podcast, not to preach at you, not to condemn you. That's not the type of podcast. As well, and then on top of things, we will have, we'll interview people as well too. So it's kind of a mixture of both things, and I believe you're going to like it. You're going to like it so much, you're going to share it to your friends, to your family, and the rest of the world. But that's what this podcast is going to be about, my friends. And I appreciate you so much for listening to it. I appreciate you so much, even more, if you share it. But, so I'm going to start this podcast off with a prayer. Lord, I thank you for this time, Father God. Even though this time we're going through this problem in the world, Father God, of this coronavirus, Father God, there's so many things that are going on with it. And Lord, we just pray, God, that people come to know you during this time, Father God, that they would be so slowed down, God, where they can actually seek your face and your heart, Father God. That the church would rise, Lord. That the church would be not just the church inside the building, God, but God, that they will continue to do what they're doing now, God, be the church outside of the church, Father God. Yes, Lord God. Because the church is the body of Christ. And we thank you, God. We thank you, Father God. Blessed be your name, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Holy is your name, Father God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've done, Father God. Thank you for what you're doing, God. We don't even know what you're doing, God, but we thank you, Father God. And thank you, God, for what you're going to do. Thank you that you, God, that you have a plan and a purpose for this very moment, Father God, and for beyond, Father God. Yes, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, Father God. You are worthy, God. You are holy, God. We love you. We love you, Lord. Amen. Amen. So I want to open up and talk about my feelings. This is just my own opinion. You don't necessarily have to agree with it. But this is how I've been feeling during this time of shutdown, of time of just this whole time that we're in season and place we're in right now. So yes, we are currently in the United States and many other countries. We are quarantined. I live here in Washington State, live in Tacoma, Washington, and this whole entire state of Washington is basically shut down except for essential services and people needing to go to the grocery store. Actually, even hardware stores are actually open, I guess are considered essential here in Washington State. But I've been hearing a lot of things going on with pastors talking a lot of stuff like a lot of religious pastors, a lot of religious leaders saying that, oh, this is God's judgment upon the earth. God is judging us, everyone. God is judging everyone and everything, trying to put the fear into people. And no, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous that religious leaders are doing that. I wouldn't technically even call them pastors. They are religious leaders. Just like in the Bible days, there were religious leaders who that were part of the government, and they killed Jesus. They were the ones who were shouting, crucify him. And we're at a time of Easter as well right now too. The religious leaders of the United States and all probably around the world are saying that this is God's judgment. No. Have they read? Yes. Yes. Back in the Bible days, back in the days of the Old Testament, God did judge the land. God did judge the world. He judged Sodom and Gomorrah, as you know, if you've read any part of the Old Testament. God judged then. But you know what? If you read the New Testament, the New Covenant, I got some good news for you. Good news. It's called the Bible. It's called the New Covenant. Jesus was sent as a baby, God's only son, who came, he died, and he resurrected from the dead, and he now lives. And John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. Did you hear that? For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, who is Jesus Christ. He gave his only son that whoever will believe in him will not perish, but have extra everlasting life. And yet we hear this verse time and time again. You know, people have it on their faces painted at the Super Bowl or any other football game. And we have signs that say John 3:16 or stuff like that. But do we really understand it? Do we really get the gist of it? That God sent his son, Jesus Christ, so that we may have life, an eternal life. And do we really understand that? I don't know if we really do. He doesn't mean that we're going to have necessarily, you know, that not necessarily that we're going to live, our bodies are going to live forever. That means our spirits are going to live forever. Our spirit is going to have eternal life if you believe in him, if you accept him. Our spirit will have eternal life with him. And then in verse 17, it says, just to be 100% sure, so I'm reading you word from word. John 3, I know it by heart, sorry, bear with me, but it helps if I actually look at it again. It says, for God did not send his son, that is Jesus Christ, into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. And that's the ESV. Some verses say God did not send his son into the world to judge the world, but in order that the world might be saved. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, religious leaders? Did you hear that? And that's the difference between the Old Testament and that's the difference between the New Testament. Here, verse 18. I'll read from the New Living Translation. The verse I just read in verse 17 was in the ESV. Verse 18 says, there is no judgment against anyone who believes in him, but anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. No, I don't believe that God is judging the world right now with this coronavirus. It's ridiculous. It's foolish to believe that. But I do believe in something, though. And one thing. I do believe that God is testing us. I believe that this is a test for us. It's not a judgment, but a test. A test to slow us down. To slow the world down. Living in Seattle, living in this area where I live, oh my goodness, people are going 90 miles per hour, have been going 90 miles per hour, doing work, 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 building this, building that, getting this thing done, speeding 90 miles per hour down a 60 mile per hour highway. I wonder who does that. Not me. I'll be honest with you, at least I go 70. but I do not go 90 miles per hour. It's not time to be in a hurry. And I got news for you. If you think If you think that, oh, because there is no, everybody's quarantined, and you're going 90, and there's nobody on the road that you can go as fast as you want. No, I'm sorry. You still need to obey the safety laws. But, yeah, and technically, to be honest with you, I should be too. I'm preaching to myself. But, yeah, so, but this is a test. This is a test to slow down the world. I believe that people are going to, during this time, come back to God. This is a time of great harvest. This is a time of awakening. This is a time we need to awaken the hearts of the people. Oh, this is the time for the church to arise. Yes, God. This, in 2001, we had 9/11. And that shook New York, of course. That shook the rest of the United States. That shook us up really well. And yes, churches were, people were coming to church. They were believing more. They were, they were really believing more, and they were really trusting God. But it was not a world pandemic. And people's hearts were not being repented. People were not in a heart of repentance. And now that this is a world pandemic that we're in, things are changing. I believe that the world, the church of the world, is going to wake up. It's going to rise, and the bride of Christ is going to take its place through this. I believe that a great harvest, a great awakening, the third great awakening is going to happen because of this pandemic. The church is helping the church. The church is helping the people. The church is helping the poor like it should be. And I believe that people are going to take note and people realize, whoa, wait, the church, I had it wrong. I had it wrong. I thought the church was bad. I thought the church was horrible. The church taught me this. The church was nagging at me. The church was horrible to me. I was hurt by the church. I was really hurt by the church. I was hurt by the pastor. I trusted in the people of the church, and I wasn't really trusting in God. But now this is happening. The church is waking up. The church is realizing what is going on here, and they see the needs of the people, and they are doing something, and they're doing what they were called to do. They were being the church. The church, when the church becomes when the church be the church. Oh, hila kashila krimaka, hila krishkrimria kria. Oh. God is just waking up and waking me up and stirring me up my heart to tell you this. This is not just a message for me. This is just not a message for you, but it's a message for the world. The church is finally becoming the church. The church, oh goodness, the grace of God is so powerful and so strong. Church, it's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to do what God has called us to do. And you know what? We are doing that. We are doing that as well. But it's, oh my goodness. Yes, I believe something, which I've noticed here in Seattle. Seattle is considered a port city that things come into the city, but things go out of the city. Things go out of the city. And yes, what had happened was with the coronavirus, something got imported into the city. Something got imported into the city, which was the coronavirus from China. It came in from two ladies visiting their relatives in a city called Lynnwood, Washington, here at a facility, and it was imported here into the United States, and it spread across the United States. But you know what? And that was an import. But you know what? We are going to be here in the Seattle, Washington area. We are going to be outshipping. I mean, we are going to be exporting things. We are going to be exporting things here in Seattle, Washington. And you know what that is? That is revival. The spiritual wave is going to be coming from here in Seattle, Washington. It's going to be exported from here across the world. Because whatever Satan meant for harm here, that came here to Seattle, Washington, God is going to turn it around, and he's going to use it for his glory, and he's going to use it for his good. Then it's going to spread from here across the world like we've never seen before. God's presence is going to spread. Revival is going to spread across the globe, from here to the nations. An outpouring is going to happen from here to the nations. It's going to be like a spiritual wave crashing upon the nations. People bowing down on their face. And the Bible says that every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that time is coming soon, my friends. That time is coming soon. I believe in the midst of this, in this whole coronavirus thing, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And God's presence, it's going to be so strong upon this earth. So strong that there's nothing that the enemy is going to do that can come against us. It is time for the great third great awakening to happen. And it's going to come out through this. A lot of people have already said that. A lot of scholars, a lot of prophets have declared that already. But you know what? I really do true believe it. I really do true believe it. That's gonna happen. Because the church is becoming the church. And the church is waking up and becoming the church what God has called it to be. It's awesome. It's going to be awesome, friends. I just can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see it. Whatever God meant for evil, he's going to turn around it and use it for his good and his glory. But maybe you're in this situation, the what if, and you're listening to the mass media of everything. What if this is going to happen? What if that? No. It's not time to listen to the what ifs. It never has been. That is a spirit of fear. A spirit of fear. And that only comes to steal, kill, rob, and destroy. Do not listen to the what ifs. Trust, put your trust and your hope in God. And He will direct your path. It's time to listen to God. It's time to put your hope into Him. Even though things may not go your way. Heck, I wish I could be at work, to be honest with you. I mean, this has really taught me. And this time has really taught me a lot to love and cherish my family. I've been having a lot more family time, more than I have in years. I do love it though, but I miss being with my friends. I do miss working. And I thank God for my job. I thank God that I get to work at a church. My church. My best friend's the pastor. I love it. I love my family. I love you. I love you for listening to this. Just thank you so much. From the bottom of my heart. And, but yeah, so those are my thoughts. Those are my thoughts for that. If you need prayer of any time. Yeah. I've been quarantined too long. It's going on 3 weeks now, I think. But if you need any prayer of any kind, you can email me. Just email me at Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, K-U-B as in boy. All right, B, that's KUBISKY at gmail.com. I'd love to pray with you. It'd be awesome. It would be snazzy. It'd be cray cray. Nah, as the kids say. I'm not a kid anymore. But yeah, be glad to pray with you. And well, once again, I thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you so much. You have a blessed day. Remember to put your hope and your trust in God. Have some family time. Call a friend. Do a Zoom. Remember to make it a password. A lot of things are going on right now where you need to make a password. So that people won't pop into your chats and stuff, and that'd be awkward and weird. But alright. Have a blessed day. I love you. God loves you. You are loved. Hey friends, I just wanted to let you know about a song that my church recorded. It's called Hey, 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 Stay 6 Feet Away. It's just like a kind of a parody of a song right now here. Not really a parody, but it's an original song. Just to make light during this time of this pandemic of the coronavirus. You know what? You can download it today on iTunes. You can listen to it on Spotify. You can buy it on the iTunes Music Store, Google Play, wherever downloads are found, you can download it there. But once again, it's called Hey, 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 Stick 6 Feet Away, and here's a little 30-second blip of it you can listen to. It'd be so much appreciated if you download it, if you buy it. Thank you so much. You have been listening to the Awakening Podcast. Have a blessed day. You are loved.